to the summit.
Again, as I join with you, I am aware of the love and goodness that each of you have for your fellow human being. Always it brings joy to us in spirit that so many of you are willing to help others, not only by your words, but by your actions. For this, my dear friends, we shall always be most grateful to you. But, as you all know, it is no easy task that you undertake to teach others of that knowledge which you yourselves have. But that does not mean you should not continue to sow those seeds of wisdom. I believe I have told you that if only one person is helped by you whilst on this earth plane, you have done well. That may seem a small number to you, but imagine if each one of you has helped only one human being in this world. How many more people will come to us prepared? And so I say to you, my dear friends, continue with your good work. And know that our thanks is never ending.
It's nice to go. It's very nice for us to hear that encouragement. I'm afraid to. As a race, humans have a long history of spreading, attempting to spread knowledge, and this includes the new discoveries made by individuals, and they are sending out of letters and various communications which for years would normally be ignored. I'm afraid there's a long history of that, and it seems to work in a similar way with spreading the word of spirits as well.
Again, I would say to you, my dear friend, patience. Time, as you know it, means nothing to us. So, when you speak of long periods of time in your world, it is but one blink of the eye. What is important is that the truth be spread, no matter how long it takes, it will eventually take great pride of place on your earth plane.
Yes, I think I can speak for us all and say we're not discouraged, but
I know
we enjoy your words of encouragement.
Yes, I feel that sometimes it is necessary to give thanks to you all. You are indeed ambassadors of truth, but never feel disappointed when anyone refuses to accept your word. Instead, become steadfast in the knowledge that you do know and own the truth.
Those remember what you said, you know, they're just maybe not ready for it.
Of course. Each individual in this world is following their own pathway. Some grow much more quickly, some are much more accepting, but that does not mean they are better people. Also remember this, just because you know a little more does not make you necessarily a better person. Because remember, I have told you that with knowledge comes responsibility, which is a much harder road to follow.
I was going to say, the more we know, the more we realize how that we're not very good, you know, we've got an awful lot still to learn.
And that is as it should be. With each step that you take, there should be that reaching, that searching for more knowledge. Yes, you are correct. Now, I will not speak too long. If you have any questions for me this time, then please do ask them now, because there are people gathered here this evening who are wishing to work with you all. And I would say, my dear friends, please be open to them. Do not be afraid of them. Their purpose is to help and to encourage you in your own development.
Could I just, I know you don't do personal, really do personal things, but just with Emily, she's got a lot of food allergies. And could you just give her a pointer? I'm not asking you to go into too much detail, but if you would be able to just give her a pointer to help her, to help herself, that would be very kind.
You will be disappointed with my answer, and this is it. She already knows the way to go.
Ah, right. Okay, thank you.
I know she will not be disappointed, but because of your closeness, you as her parent wishes all to be well. She is growing, she has great understanding, and the time will come when she will look back and wonder why she felt so unwell at times.
That's very encouraging.
The answer is with her. And although I could tell you what to do, that is not my purpose.
No, I didn't want you to
no.
give too much detail. Just maybe, but telling her that she knows what it is that that's...
But she needs to go within to find that answer. And she is more than capable of doing that.
That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.
I can tell you that there are many who stand close by her, who are waiting to help, who are waiting for the right time to step forward, to encourage and to help her.
So there has to be a right time?
There is a right time, yes.
That's
interesting. I was thinking about my granddaughter. I mean, the change in her is amazing. Talking of my granddaughter, she seems to quite understand things I've said to her about what you tell us and so on. And she's telling me she saw a light. Would she have any ability to, it's not just wishful thinking, that's what I'm thinking.
Ability to see? You all have ability to see. It is whether you accept what you see. You have to, each one of you, allow yourselves time to go inward. All answers lie within you. Many dispute those words. But I am here to tell you, my dear friends, that all of you have the answer to your own lives. All of you have the answers to all of your problems. But whether through fear or ignorance, you do not utilize these gifts. So again, I will reiterate for you that it is important, if you are to be well, if your immune systems are to be strong, you must connect with that inner being.
Perhaps we're sometimes a little too diverted or just mentally lazy. I wonder,
yes,
I wonder what the reason is.
All of you are too engrossed with what we have already discussed, time. Allow yourselves, my dear friends, to be. We have discussed this also. To know who you are and just to be. But for our dear lady friends, your health problems will not always be.
Thank you. I do feel since I first stopped being so fixated on beating myself up and allowed myself to connect with spirit, found more direction again.
Yes.
And I think it just, it proves your, or shows your words and spending time to connect.
Yes. You know within your heart that you have the answers. But when you are in the throes of discomfort, it is hard to connect to that life force within.
And not to be fearful as
and
well.
And not to be fearful.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yes, it is fear, I am afraid, that you human beings flourish on. That may seem what you call a flippant remark, but it is not meant to be. We see so much fear in your world, and it you need to be free from it if you are to be strong in mind and body.
You've got to constantly remind yourself of those words.
Of who you are.
You have to remind yourself.
Yes.
on that and thought, I read something from Red Cloud on that, and the Red Cloud said, if you have fear, it's because you're carrying some belief that is not in harmony with spiritual law.
Yes. No, that is correct. All of us who come to your world to teach, no matter what our teachings, and we are all different in our teachings, in the way we express ourselves to you. But truth can never be altered. It cannot be changed. We may use different words to describe, but ultimately there are only two things in your world which matter. That is love, and that is fear. Because it is the fear in your world which keeps you enslaved to all these difficulties. You understand, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. So, again, my dear friends, it is a little reminder of going inwards and connecting to that spirit within and allowing it to shine forth with the knowledge that you have. I do not say and never have said that life for you will be easy. In fact, the more knowledge you gain, the more difficult life sometimes feels because of the great responsibility you have. But again, I say to you, my dear friends, I am so pleased with each one of you in the way you are growing and developing. Each of you at your own pace, but nevertheless, you are growing on a spiritual level.
Thank you. I wonder if I could bring up a flippant question. There is a question that is often used as a joke or jest. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? And this perplexes people who are entirely material in their thinking. But it occurred to me that there should be a proper answer to that question, and it might be that the chicken and its egg were developed in spirit first before both came to the earth. But perhaps there's more to it than that. I wonder if there is a more sensible answer to that question which you could give us, Sir Limit.
You might ask, why choose the chicken or the egg?
Hmm. Well, yes, or it applies to all life, of course.
Yes, which is a very flippant remark. And really not one to be answered sensibly. After all, when did the chickens arrive in your world? The world existed so much longer. What came first before all humans, all animals, all insects? And I will use this only once, and that is love. That is the basis of your existence.
Yes.
And I feel I am being drawn by that word. You
Yes, of course, spirit is the basis of all existence.
Yeah. Love is the key.
Forgive me, my dear friends. That question drew me back a little from whence I come. I have been told that a more serious answer is indeed asked for, and I will provide it for you next time.
Thank you.
But it has drawn me away from you, and therefore I need to leave you this time. But we will come back to it for you.
Wonderful. That is much appreciated.
Yeah.